This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Oh, sorry.
We always look confused.
Sorry, breaking news with Brad and B and nobody else.
Well, I think we got a lot of people, first off, and, you know.
No, I meant like another host.
Oh, I thought you meant, yeah. Sorry. We are, Sam Roll is on assignment right now.
I know,
She's on assignment. She will be back. Yeah. We are fake news people delivering really funny stories.
Only the good stuff for you guys.
Only the good stuff. Because we want to bring it. We are the hostesses with the mostesses.
Yeah.
And this is secretly my favorite podcast that we do at the network. I'm literally
just
saying.
You gotta stop saying that.
I know.
You're gonna get fired from your own network.
I'm like that guy that goes to the bar and tells all the same girls they're his favorite. I'm like that dude on Love is Blind that kept telling the same thing to the two girls. That's me.
Who was that? I don't remember who that was.
Oh, Michael. Michael.
Yeah,
How did I pull Michael? How did I remember that?
You're that good.
Yeah, I guess.
Just that good.
B, we have a store. We have a story. We have a show. I can't even get my words. I've had a long day, man. I've been sitting in meetings all day, and you know my aversion to meetings.
I know about you.
Yeah. We have a show in store for the listener. Yeah,
I'm the listener, which is my dad. That's funny. I'm ready to start this thing off strong because I have opinions about this first one. You ready?
Okay. What is your first
breaking news story? A study says people who walk fast tend to be less happy. I feel like I'm a fast walker. Actually, my husband's actually a fast walker, so I might be a slow walker. Gosh, now I don't know, but I took offense to this because at first I really thought that I was a fast walker. Studies suggest that fast walkers may be less happy due to their goal-oriented nature and introverted tendencies. While they may easily become unhappy when things don't go their way, they often exhibit perfectionist tendencies, particularly in certain situations. I'm more of an introvert, so like, yes, I'm not super goal-oriented. I mean, I like to have goals, but I'm not like, I think there's like so much going on around me, it's hard for me to be singularly focused to like one thing. So I don't consider myself like goal-oriented. But I do exhibit perfectionist tendencies. Like, I know that about myself. I know that's not a strong personality trait, you know, you don't.
Well, we work on that here because we're far from perfect at the HopeCast Network. I'm confused about it. First off, I gotta say, I'm very goal oriented, so I'm trying to think how the network with Steve Jobs me. Like, would all y'all just come together and fire me? You know how they did that at Apple? He created Apple, and then they just fired him. Like, he couldn't come back. Like, you gotta go. But then they're like, we gotta bring him back. I would refuse to come back if y'all fired me and then y'all begged me back. I'd be like, yeah. I'm good. No, I'll just create a new network. I'll just launch it and be better, bigger and better. I promise you.
Yeah.
I walk fast, but I don't feel like I'm an introvert, but I don't feel like I'm a total extrovert either. Do you walk with your head down?
You're totally an extrovert.
I feel like I'm an ambivert. I'm a very fast walker, but I get that from my mailman days because I'm constantly walking.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can slow my walk down. I mean, there's only 5'6" of me. So I don't have long strides.
That's true.
And your husband, he is a fast walker, but after seeing him today with his back injury, he may need a walker.
Oh man, yeah, he did hurt his back. Yeah, he used to be a fast walker before his injury, so
now
I don't
he's a
know
hobbler.
Where he lands now. He does, yeah, he could use a walker. Probably get around faster in a wheelchair though.
Oh, I want to say I would love to have like a wheelchair race, but I feel like that's offensive to people in
that
wheelchairs.
Is probably. I mean, you want to race someone that's already in a wheelchair, or you want able-bodied people to race in wheelchairs?
Well, I feel like if I race someone that's already in a wheelchair, they've got an advantage because they know the intricities. Is that right? of the wheel.
Intricacies.
Blah, blah, blah. I feel like they would beat me. But if your husband and me got into a wheelchair, okay, I feel like we're on level ground at this point because he's not used to the wheels.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. Feels offensive. I don't know, though. I don't know the rules.
If I had a wheelchair, I would trick it out. I would have the string with the can hanging, like I'm just married at all times.
Yes.
I'm rolling around your house. You know I'm coming. You're like, gling, gling, gling. You hear me? You're like, oh, that's just Brad. He's coming over here. I'm coming down the neighborhood road.
You get sick of hearing that, though. You get sick of hearing your own noise of your wheelchair.
Not me. I wear my earbuds. I can't hear it.
Oh, that's true.
You hear it. You'll hear me coming down the street in your neighborhood. You're like, oh, here comes Brad. He's going to come visit. And you're...
Well, it's like my husband used to carry like this giant thing of keys. So you could hear him walking everywhere he goes. People that wear keys like attached to their belt loop or whatever. So I bought him one of those Swiss Army knife key things where you stack them and you just like pull the one out and put it back. And now I don't have to hear him jingle as much.
Now he's
the jingling
like a ninja.
Didn't bother him. It bothered me.
I would also get
I
would also get the basket on the back that says gone fishing. I feel like that's a nice staple where, you know, I'm not fishing.
The basket, like in the front of bikes where
yeah,
like, you
but
put
I'd
your
put
dog.
It on the back of my chair every time. Just says gone fishing.
You don't
fishing.
Even fish. You don't even
I know.
Fish.
That's the ironic part of this whole story. I would probably be divorced, so I would need a can that says just divorced. Riding down the road.
This is not good. This is not going anywhere good.
We've lost our only listener. It's like he's okay. gone now. He logged off. I did not know that about fast walkers, but hey, now I gotta really consider. I need to slow my walking down to be a happier person.
I want to know how you get the job that you study random things. Like a study says, people that walk fast tend to be less happy. Who studied that?
Yeah.
I want that job. I want to study the random things and like put things together.
Do you think that job is like, okay, my son Jeff's a random person. Let's have him study random people. Like, I feel like you and I would have a hard time studying random people.
I don't know. No, I think it's like surveys, like random online surveys or something. Or like, do you ever get those spam texts? I feel like
yes.
They're always like, the ones that come to me are always political because
I hate
they're
them.
Like asking something. Yeah.
I hate the spam texts. They're the worst.
Yeah.
You know what else I hate? I hate the next door emails. Do you get that? Are you part of the next door group on your email? I hate it.
Yes, but Brad, unsubscribe. Come on.
I'm just sick of seeing them. It's weird to me. Like, people just go on there to be Karens, right? They just Karen it out.
Yes, but that's why you unsubscribe. I believe in you.
Thank you. I'm glad you believe in me. I have a story.
Yeah.
This one's amazing to me.
Okay.
I'm already
former excited about
Honolulu. I've been to Honolulu. It's nice out there. It's a really nice place. Police officer has been sentenced to 4 years in the pokey. Now, we talked about prison last time we were on here.
Yes.
I think prison for a cop would be even more brutal because they'd find out you're a cop.
What?
And they're like, I'm going to torture this dude.
And that's a bad thing for the...
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
For forcing a homeless man to lick a public urinal.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Yes.
A police officer is now arrested and serving how much time?
4 years.
4 years for making a homeless man lick a urinal?
Yeah.
And what was the, like, what was the thing? Why? Or was it just some, weird sick game?
The judge, Leslie Kobayashi, told him, to imagine if someone had done the same thing to his young, defenseless daughters. She said he took an oath to protect and instead took advantage of someone poor and homeless. He apologized to the victim. He said he made a decision in which he isn't proud. Do you think, he said, I want you to lick the urinal and tell me how many licks it takes to get to the center of that urinal.
I don't think that. But I do think, I'm assuming it was just some like sick thing. He probably recorded it.
It's weird, man. He's probably a freak, right? He has to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you, but can
That's
you imagine
up.
Putting your tongue on a commode. That seems disgusting to me. I would rather the cop just shoot me in the head. Because I feel like...
You can't say some things.
Sorry.
Those are things that you can't say. And also that. You can't
I feel
say
like if I said that, give me AIDS. That's where we would be at that point. Because that's gross. What if the guy, what if the homeless man was a germaphobe? Are homeless people germaphobes?
Can you be both?
Ooh.
I'm going to say no. Just because I've worked in like homeless ministry, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the big things is like you really don't have access to bathrooms. Because a lot of places like inner city, places where you might go and use the bathroom, they typically require like you purchase something, you get a code on your receipt to use it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say they don't. So then you're not able to wash your hands. Where are you going to shower? The most genius thing I heard was of a homeless person having like a membership to the YMCA. Because they could, like, bathroom, shower. Like, you could go in out of the cold or the hot.
Okay. So, if homeless people can afford heaters, cigarettes, they can afford, like, some, you know, wipes.
Okay.
Like, what if instead of buying cigarettes, they bought wipes? And they wiped themselves down. Yeah.
Okay.
That's just what I'm thinking. Like, maybe you and I could run for office to help the homeless people stop spending money on cigarettes and more on cleaning supplies.
There you go.
Solve
is that your slogan?
That's what you and I are running on.
No. You are. Leave me out of this. I'm not part of this.
You're not
going
to be my running mate? You got to be my running mate.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Not if that's our... We got to be bigger than that. We got to have something better.
Well,
that can't be my thing.
I've always told you, my main thing is tax the bikers. Tax them. Let's get the bikers taxed. Look, I'm talking bicycle bikers. The ones that take the whole road up. Those are the ones that annoy
me. They're allowed the side of the road. You're talking about when they like ride on a Saturday like 8 wide or something.
Yeah, and they're like behind you. And they're never nice. Sorry if I'm offending any bikers, but I really don't care. They get to ride on the roads that we pay taxes to ride on. And they're just our car tax, right? And I think
you're real tore up about this.
Well,
I think if
we taxed the bikers $1,000 when they bought a performance bike, think about this, B. We sold 1 million bikes at $1,000 tax. That's $100 million we could put back into to build a bridge in Baltimore. We could build a school. We could build schools. We could have it all. I'm just telling you. I feel like
don't know how the budget works.
Probably not. I'm terrible at budget.
I really hope your wife budgets at home.
Yeah, I would be. I'm terrible. I don't like money, so we're good.
All right, you ready for this?
What you got for me?
Scientists engage in conversation with humpback whales in hopes of improving alien communication.
Okay, who are these? Are these scientists like you and I? Because how are you talking?
That's what I'm saying. Remember when I was just saying, like, who do these studies? A research team called Whale SETI achieved a milestone by conversing with a humpback whale named Twain. Like Mark Twain.
Oh my gosh.
Using recorded whale calls, they engaged Twain in a conversation observing his responsive behavior. Lead author Dr. Brenda McCowan emphasized the significance of this exchange, marking it as the first human whale communication in the humpback language. This is interesting, right?
Wow.
This team combines advanced technology with marine biology to decode whale communication, potentially shedding light on language development in intelligent species, hoping to one day communicate with aliens.
This might be one of the dumbest articles you've ever presented me, because this is stupid to me. I mean,
thank you, Brad. You really didn't have to say that. That was so nice.
It's do you not think this is hilarious? I mean, let's me and you.
Like, I don't. Yeah. How much did we just spend on communicating with a whale in hopes that one day we can communicate with aliens? How much did that cost?
A lot. Like, but let's me and you create this. We'll just.
Are we talking to dogs? What are we doing now?
No, we're going to start studying it, and we're going to say that dog bark is, I'm hungry.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay. And so it's human canine communication.
Yeah.
Is someone going to pay us to do this?
Well, if those suckers can get paid to talk about whales talking,
we should
be able to get paid to talk about dogs barking. Think about it. We can say this will cure cancer.
I'm thinking about it right now.
I mean, or we can say this is, give me AIDS. It cures it.
Does.
If we learn the code to what our dogs are saying, we can cure all diseases. I bet we could get funded for this.
I don't have a dog anymore.
I know. RIP.
Thank you.
Sorry. We just did a moment of silence.
Thank you.
Speaking of animals, I have a story for you, B.
Yeah, what you got?
This story blows my mind. You've got 100 kids. So
I do. Yeah. 101.
An Oklahoma family has come to grips with his new reality.
Is it that good?
It's so good. They're dummies that walk around us all the time. And has come to grips after acquiring an octopus to raise as a pet.
Where was this? Where?
Oklahoma. Octopuses are not common pets, it says.
Octopi?
In fact, octopus are not very common in Oklahoma. That is until now.
I didn't think.
Clifford got an adult female California two-spot octopus for his older son in October. Now, can you imagine buying an octopus for one of your boys?
Oh man. Okay. I need like photos. I need more information.
They also named the octopus Terrence, which is a weird name to name an octopus. Terrence. Is that an octopus name?
Kids just name things. I mean, my 3-year-old named a roly poly Gale like last week.
Okay,
kids
Gale.
Kids just name things weird things. I have a cat named Pancakes thanks to my daughter who named her when she was like 3.
Well, they brought Terrence in October, and in December, Terrence laid 50 eggs.
Nice, right? That's good.
No. They started hatching in February, so now they are...
Oh, wait. So Terrence was already inseminated.
Yes.
They have many octopi.
They have 50 grandchildren. And the family shows the challenges of setting up a home for Terrence. Terrence arrived in a clear plastic bag of water packed with styrofoam in a brown cardboard box. Where are they buying this octopus on the black market?
Where do you buy an octopus? Please tell me, Amazon, please.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm searching this.
Even with serious planning and consulting and foresight, we were still faced with surprises when we received Terrence, including her size. Oh, it's a girl? I thought Terrence was a dude name.
How was the dude laying eggs, bro?
True, but true. Isn't Terrence a dude name?
It is a dude name. I told you kids, though. Kids just name stuff. They don't care. Where do you buy an octopus?
Oh, and once the octopus once Terrence lays the eggs, it signals the end of her life is near. Once they do that, they die. So,
what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Octopus has a natural lifespan of 12 to 18 months. After a female lays her egg, she stops eating as she watches over her offspring. She eventually wastes away and dies.
No way.
They were told to expect her to die within 4 to 8 weeks. Instead, she's thrived. And so has her progeny, I guess what they call them, much to everyone's surprise. We had always stayed in constant contact with our BIMAC experts. Oh my gosh, this is so dumb.
Whoa.
They were able to keep the 50 hatchlings alive for about a week. Oh, they're dead.
Why'd they die?
But no, this occurred 3 feet from my son's bed.
I was loving
this story. Unfortunately, we were not able to save all. Those that deal with the species in controlled environment only yield about 5%. Oh my gosh. He said that he has reached out to every aquarium store, pet store in a 100-mile radius, but politely declined to raise the baby octopus. They shared the hatchlings are staying with a local reptile scientist named Dr. Tim.
Whoa.
Terrence is sticking with them. She is still being fed by hand for now. Can you? I don't even like feeding my own dog by hand. Can you imagine having to feed an octopus by hand?
I think you have to because it, like, its bottom of its body, like, suctions on you, on the food, right?
It's hard to feel sorry for these people because it says here, I love the puns the author does. The Cliffords have also faced other octisticles they're facing. They revealed the water filter installed for Terrence leaked for months, and now our house is getting ripped apart. They are preparing to nurture any remaining hatchlings, but are begging aquariums to contact them.
What? Where do you put 51 octopuses?
I don't know, but should we put their Venmo link in our show notes? Because they have a Venmo link to help them pay for octopus care.
Here's the thing. I mean, they bought an octopus. Come on, Brad.
I know.
Do we feel bad for them at all.
But here's the thing. One family joked in a comment to them on TikTok. If at this point you're still considering getting an octopus, they joked to the people. They said this on their TikTok. You're still considering getting an octopus, maybe first adopt a honey badger and see how that goes.
What is that?
I guess that's worse. Honey badger. I don't know. But this octopus has ruined their house. It leaked all in their house. Their house is getting torn apart now. This octopus, quite possibly the worst decision they've ever made.
They made their bed.
Now they must lie in it. Now I say that about my kid all the time. You make your bed, you lay in it. That's my line at home. That and you write checks you can't cash.
He does. I know about him. He does do that.
I say that to everyone. Don't be writing checks you can't cash. If you're going to do it, you need to do it, right? That's a crazy story, right, B?
Man, we have friends that have like a rehab, like farm or like whatever, but they rehab like forest animal things, like raccoons and squirrels and bunnies and turtles and like all of that stuff. I wonder what would happen. And sometimes I'll call them and be like, hey, found this random something. Do you think it's going to make it? Do you want it? All that. But I wonder if I called them and was like, hey, this octopus had like babies. Do you want it? Or what'd they say? They'd be like,
I would hang up on you.
I'm probably going to report you to somebody. Like, it can't be legal to have an octopus in your house.
Where do you find the octopus?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not legal to have, like, a dolphin.
No, it's not. Although, Boss Pet, like, you know, that was Ace Ventura. They had the pet dolphin for the dolphins, right?
I don't know.
They swim. I don't know. Dolphins are boss. I like dolphins.
Dolphins are cool.
Yeah. Two bonker stories. Now, I have a creepy or not be. I have a creepy or not
ready.
Today.
I'm ready.
Let me hit it. Let's go. Make sure I get the right
you
one.
You know what time it is.
Nope.
It's not the one. Everyone's favorite segment, creepy or not.
This is my segment. I love it. This one, I really need you to judge this and rule on this for me, B.
I like to judge things.
Yes. We're traveling down to Florida again, B. I feel like we go to Florida every episode.
We go to Florida every time. Florida has some good stuff. Okay, I'm ready.
We're going to DeSoto County, Florida.
Okay.
A Florida driver who was taken into custody in October for driving a truck painted similar to Border Patrol vehicles.
Ooh, impersonating a something, an ICE.
Yeah, but instead of Border Patrol on his vehicle, it said Booty Patrol.
Oh, that's good. Okay, my husband would really appreciate this. Was the gentleman's name Justin?
Yes, it is. And he lives in your neighborhood. No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh.
He turned off the lights in the parking lot as the cops got closer. He spewed dirt and grass up very quickly. Despite the truck having a similar paint scheme to the Custom and Border Patrol vehicle, deputies could not tell the vehicle wasn't affiliated with the law enforcement and eventually pulled the truck over. According to the report, the driver identified as Gabriel Luviano Renteria, I don't know if I said
naturally,
that right, told authorities that the lights on his vehicle were not illegal. He was issued a citation. However, as deputies reviewed body camera footage from the traffic stop, they realized the white Chevy was nearly identical to a Border Patrol truck, except for the multiple green decals that said Booty Patrol.
Please tell me he stole it. And over Border, he put a sticker that just said Booty.
Oh my gosh, that'd be funny.
Please tell me that.
He's had several run-ins with law enforcement due to his truck and his TikTok account for his vehicle. He's got a TikTok. You got to have a TikTok. If you're going to be crazy, you got to have a TikTok. He uses the vehicle for publicity and followers for the fame. The incident report said, watching the videos, I saw he has hashtags listed immigration, ICE, and talks about how his truck is illegal.
Maybe it just means that crazy people are on TikTok. Not that if you do something crazy, you have to put it on TikTok.
Maybe you're right.
TikTokers are crazy.
Yeah. We don't have a TikTok here at the Hubcast Network. But is this creepy or not creepy? I think it's funny.
I mean, did he get any suspects? Did he apprehend any suspects? Like, if he didn't, then he's just like a clown. And like, I'm not mad about it. It's kind of funny, like you said. But if he starts trying to like get people,
Hold on a second.
I don't think Florida plays. I think Florida, you can carry. So like, you come around me, I'm gonna let you know.
Okay, but let's say he's in a bar.
Okay.
And he drives the Booty Patrol truck and parks it outside. He can tell the girls, look, I'm Booty Patrol. And they're like, nah. And they check out my truck. I think there's some women who would think that's funny and want to get in the truck with him.
I would think it's funny. I would not get in the truck with him.
I'd like to have him on the show just to ask him, has that ever worked? Because if me and my child Max were driving, Max would be like, hey, Dad, check that out. It says Booty Patrol.
I mean, that would be
he
funny.
Would think it's hilarious.
Yes.
But does it work to get chicks?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Not if you're using it for that purpose. If that's just like a fun vehicle, that's what you drive. Like, I appreciate that sense of humor. You're funny. That's funny. That's fine. But no, not if you're using it for that. Like, no.
I want to see your husband's car with a logo that says Booty.
Actually, he just walked in. Brad wants to see your car on the side of it saying Booty Patrol.
And you're arrested.
There's
in my line of work.
He said in his line of work. That's true. That's probably.
I don't think he'd be having many meetings in his line of work.
No, you wouldn't have any meetings. Yeah.
That might be the funniest creepy or not we've done so far. Because that's, I give the guy props. He's creative.
Brad thinks that I love meetings, by the way.
Brad thinks you love meetings.
I just pick on him about his meeting love.
You've never met a meeting you didn't like.
Okay, so a lot of his meetings involve food, I will say that. Yeah. And he does, you know, that man loves some food.
He does.
Yeah, that could be where, like, the crossover is. But, yeah.
Okay, let's go play our most fun segment of the week, the cameo game.
The cameo game, yes.
Cameo.
Cameo. There we go. Get it?
Give me eight.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay. Where do you want to go in the cameo world today? Where do you want me to? What section? What population of cameos do we want to go to today?
I want to say we've already looked this guy up. The Hoff.
We have looked him up, so let's not go.
We have looked him up. Okay, okay.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go?
I saw like a Baywatch situation earlier, so I was like, he was. Oh, but Pamela Anderson.
I think we've looked her up before too. Let's see, Pamela.
Sorry, man. I'm like all about some Baywatch.
Do you want to go?
No, we can skip all of this.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Actors, kids, reality TV, YouTubers.
Oh man, don't do kids. I'm in the middle of watching that Nickelodeon thing.
Oh, let's do Nickelodeon. Did you? Let's see.
Oh, no. I'm saying don't. Did you watch that?
Yes.
You watched the whole thing? Because a new one just came out, a new episode or something, like a follow-up.
Yes, I did. What's
I'm not
what's
there another... yet. I'm not there yet.
What is another show you like to watch, B?
The Office. Of course.
I feel like we've done that one, but let's do it. Let's see.
Do you you choose the show, Brad. I only have two things in my life.
I like it. Okay. Yeah, we've done this one. Let's do YouTube. Let's do actors. We're going to do actors because you'll know them.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, yes.
You know who Chuck
Walker,
Norris
Texas
is.
Ranger. Walker. Yes.
Okay. His videos average 29 seconds.
Okay.
And he's got a 4.93 on the Cameo ratings.
Who didn't like him?
I don't know. But what do you think
his
price is?
How do you not like Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
$50.
What do you think he's worth? $50?
I think he's going to put on there $50. I think he could go for $75.
Chuck Norris goes for $450.
You're kidding me. You're not. That's not for real.
Thank you for asking. I don't know my greatest challenge, but my greatest joy is spending time with my fellow cast.
Oh my gosh. Somebody asked him about Walker, Texas Ranger.
That's so crazy.
Okay. Couple
Man,
more.
I get these wrong all the time.
That's what makes this game fun, because you're never even close.
I'm never
even
close.
Do you like Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yes.
I figured you probably seen some Freddie Prinze back in the early 2000s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. She's all that.
Yes.
Okay.
No, and my daughter and I just watched that recently because it came back on the Netflix.
He is an avid wrestler fan. He has a wrestling podcast. He loves wrestling. I'm wearing the Ultimate Warrior.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay. He's a hardcore wrestling fan.
His videos average
44 seconds.
He's worth 125. I'm going to go big.
A 4.97 on the ratings.
Okay.
Freddie Prinze.
125.
Oh, 100. You actually overshot Freddie Prinze.
I said I was going to go big. I thought
Cody
maybe
and Danielle, it's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Marcy wanted me to help wish you guys a happy belated Valentine's Day.
That's wild.
Yeah. Last one. Freddie Prinze, he's a classic. I love a good Freddie Prinze movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Man, if Heath Ledger didn't die.
Okay. Have you ever seen the Ghostbusters?
No.
Okay, so that wouldn't even matter to you.
I know there's like a car and like a vacuum or something.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh,
anything else.
You're offending most of Ghostbusters
That's what
fans.
I know about it. Oh, my husband really likes the guy you just said, Ace Ventura, that guy. The Dumb and Dumber guy.
I don't think he's on here. But
Can
Randy Travis do cameos? You know who Randy Travis
built my parents' house. Randy Travis and his dad built my parents' house.
Okay. Randy Travis had a stroke. He can't even hardly talk. But he's on Cameo. He's got a 4.99.
He's got to pay his bills.
4.99 on the scale. His videos don't have an average. He's got no samples. But he's got 576 reviews. Did he do this pre-stroke?
Cameo wasn't around pre-stroke.
Okay. What do you think Randy Travis charges?
I'm so messed up because I never thought that one guy would go for 400. Then I thought Freddie Prinze was bigger than he was. I'm going to say Randy Travis, $50. I don't know.
$50. I can't even tell you.
$50.
This is a review. Thank you so much. So he's doing videos. Why doesn't he show Okay, here we go. Randy Travis.
Husband says 300.
300. Okay.
I feel like this is like, let's make a deal or something.
$200 for Randy Travis.
Oh my gosh, 200.
Hi, it's Marion. I said 50. Randy Travis. Just like music, every celebration creates a memory in life that you never want to forget. You want to
Who
hang
is
on
she?
To
so she's doing the video and he's just in
so
it?
So if there's a celebration for yourself or something.
Let's see if he says anything else.
That Randy can be a part of. Please just talk about us. Let us know.
Does he look okay?
Can I get an amen on that?
Bless his heart. I don't like that. Take care. That's not right, is it?
I almost feel so sad for even watching that.
Well, did you hear me? I said that's not right.
It's
like
not
elder abuse.
Yeah, like let's make $200. Obviously, they've made a lot. If they got 500, okay, 576 reviews,
yeah,
times $200, and they get,
and that's only the people that reviewed.
Sam Roll says they get all of that. So 576 times 200, that's $115,000 Randy Travis has made on
sitting there saying amen.
And amen with his wife. That's the move.
His wife?
That's the power move, B. Me and you, we get on Cameo. We have strokes. We get Justin and my wife to sit
this
there
is terrible.
Beside us.
This is so terrible. Go, keep your bad voodoo to yourself. I'm not part of this.
We don't need strokes. Sorry, I don't want to. But hey, this has been a great show. And if you like us, you can subscribe. We actually have our own podcast link now. We're going to be in the work advice link, but you can find Breaking News with Brad and B as its own podcast show. Leave us a review. Let us know how much you like B and you hate me. We want to know that. And also, who's your favorite?
Today.
Which is your favorite game? Cameo, Creepy or Not.
Or Creepy or Not, yeah.
I like the Cameo game because you're always wrong and it makes it funny.
Man, and every time, I'm not even trying to, like, I'm for real trying to think, like, okay, what do they think they are? Are they relevant in today's world? Like, I'm trying to think of all the things, and I never, ever get it. That's all right. It's the day we stop doing it.
We should do Christian rock bands next time.
Okay. I'm down. Yeah.
Does Stephen Furtick have a cameo?
No.
Oh my gosh, I gotta look really fast. Can you imagine if he did? That would be amazing.
Next time we gotta...
He doesn't. Anyway.
I told you.
Leave us a review, like, and subscribe. B, it's always fun hanging with you. I will see you next time on Breaking News. And if you have a news story, let us know. Please,
yes,
hit us up.
Way.
Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.